This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukrainian and British officials say Russian troops continue to press their offensive in the eastern Donbas region in an attempt to fully seize Ukraine's industrial heartland, but have made little headway as fierce Ukrainian counterattacks have slowed their efforts. Russia continues to fight for full control of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions that make up the Donbas and seeks to secure a land route between these territories and the occupied Crimea, including by wiping out the last pocket of Ukrainian resistance in the besieged port city of Mariupol, Ukraine's General Chief of Staff said on Saturday. Evacuation efforts for civilians were also continuing on Saturday. Russia said, too, on Saturday it plans to deploy its newly tested Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of mounting nuclear strikes against the United States by autumn. The target, stated by Dmitry Rogozin, head of Roscosmos Space Agency, is an ambitious one, as Russia reported its first test launch only on Wednesday. Western military experts say more will be needed before the missile can be deployed. The Ukrainian prime minister said that he absolutely expected the United States would eventually reopen its embassy in Ukraine, but stopped short of predicting when that would happen. "It will absolutely happen, but we will have to wait," the prime minister told reporters Friday at the conclusion of a visit to Washington when he was asked whether he had received assurances from the United States that it would reopen its embassy. The leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, whose backing for Moscow's special military operation in Ukraine has dismayed many fellow Christians, said on Saturday he hoped it would end quickly, but again, he did not condemn it. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's major financial hub of Shanghai reported more new COVID-19-related deaths on April 22nd as residents vented their anger over a harsh lockdown and strict censorship online. Shanghai's full city lockdown began at the start of April, though many people have been confined to their homes for much longer. In France, a Sunday vote will determine whether the pro-European centrist President Emmanuel Macron or the far-right anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen governs France for the next 5 years. Rival regional powers Iran and Saudi Arabia resumed talks in the Iraqi capital after they were suspended in March. Iran's semi-official Noor News reported on Saturday there was no confirmation from Saudi Arabia or Iraq on the resumption of the talks. Amsterdam's main airport urged travelers on Saturday to stay away as a strike by ground personnel at the start of a school holiday caused chaos at Europe's third busiest airport. "The terminal is too full at the moment. Schiphol is calling on travelers not to come to the airport," airport authorities said in a statement issued shortly before noon. At least 57 Palestinians were injured in clashes with Israeli police within the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem on Friday, medics said, as violence persisted during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan at a site also revered by Jews. In what may presage wider conflict, Israel said two rockets were fired from Gaza, one falling short and another striking across the border without damage. It was the third such incident this week, breaking months of relative calm on the Gazan front. Cuba and the United States have taken a tentative step toward thawing relations and resuming joint efforts to address irregular migration. That's according to a senior Cuban official who spoke to the Associated Press on Friday, following the highest-level talks between the two countries in 4 years. And more on today's top story. Russia resumed its assault on the last Ukrainian defenders holed up in a giant steelworks in Mariupol, a Ukrainian official said Saturday, days after Moscow declared victory in the southern port city and said its forces did not need to take the factory. Russian forces were hitting the Azovstal complex with airstrikes and trying to storm it, a presidential advisor said, adding, "The enemy is trying to strangle the final resistance of Mariupol's defender." For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.